the 19th day of the blessed month of Barramutta, the martyrdom of Saint Simeon the Armenian, bishop of the country of Persia, and 150 others with him. On this day, Saint Simeon the Armenian, bishop of the country of Persia, and 150 others with him were martyred. This bishop lived during the reign of Sapor, who was the son of Hormis, king of Persia, who was unjust and oppressive to the Christians. This saint wrote a letter to King Sapor and told him, "Those whom the Lord Christ has bought with his honorable blood has rid themselves from the servitude of men, and it is not conceivable for them to be in servitude for those who transgress the law." When the king had read this letter, he became very angry. He brought the saint and bound him in chains and cast him into the prison. In prison, the bishop found prisoners who worshiped the sun. The saint rebuked them and taught them, and they then believed in the Lord Christ. They confessed their faith before their king, who brought the saint from the prison because he had preached to them the faith. The king ordered that the heads of the saint and the 150 people with him be cut off, and so they received the crown of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us. Amen. On this day also, in the year 719 of the martyrs, the blessed Joanna, Abu Naga al-Kabir, was martyred. He was one of the noble Copts in the 10th and 11th century. He was a head scribe in his time, as he was the lay leader during the reign of al-Hakim, the Fatimid Caliph. This great elder was a contemporary to Pope Philotheos, the 63rd Patriarch, who was enthroned on March 28th in 979 AD and departed on November 8th, 1003 AD. Joanna was a devout Christian, righteous, virtuous, charitable, and loving to the Church. He was zealous in the Orthodox faith. When al-Hakim completed the extermination of the people close to him and the leaders of the army, he turned to the notables and chiefs of the scribes. He called 10 of them and offered them to adopt Islam. Joanna, who was their head, was called first. Al-Hakim told him, "I want you to leave your faith and adopt my faith, Islam. I will make you my minister to manage the affairs of my kingdom." Joanna replied, saying, "Give me a chance until tomorrow to deliberate the matter with myself." Joanna went to his house and called his friends and informed them what had happened and told them, "I am ready to die in the name of the Lord Christ, and my reason for asking for this delay was not to deliberate the matter with myself, but to see you and my family, to bid you and my family farewell, and to commend you and them. And now, my brothers, do not ask for this vainglory, for you will lose the eternal glory of the Lord Christ, who satisfied us with the richness of the world, and now with his mercy. He has called us to the kingdom of heaven, so strengthen your hearts. His golden words, which were full of wisdom, influenced those who heard him and strengthened their hearts, and they decided to die in the name of the Lord Christ also. He made a great feast for them, and then they went to their homes. The next morning, Joanna went to al-Hakim, who asked him, had he decided yet? Joanna replied, saying, yes, he had decided. The caliph said, and what have you decided? And Joanna answered steadfastly and with courage, remaining in my Christian faith. The governor attempted with all ways of persuasion and threatening to make him forsake Christianity, But Ioanna was steadfast as a rock. Nothing shook him away from the Christian faith, and the governor could not with all his powers make him renounce the faith of his fathers. When the governor failed with Ioanna, he ordered his soldiers to remove Ioanna's clothes and tie him to the squeezing wheels and to be beaten. They beat him 500 lashes on his frail body, and his flesh was torn, and his blood flowed as water. The whips that were used were made of cowhide. Even the mighty soldiers could not bear one lash from it on their bodies, much less this gentle man. Then the governor ordered to beat him up to 1,000 lashes. After he was beaten 300 more lashes, he said as his master Jesus Christ had once said, "I am thirsty." They stopped beating him and informed the governor, who told them, "Water him after you tell him to forsake his faith." When they came to him with the water and told him as the caliph had ordered, Ioanna replied with pride and dignity, "Take the water back to him, for I do not need it, because my master Jesus Christ has watered me and quenched my thirst." And the people who were standing around testified that they saw at this moment water dripping from his beard. When he said that, he delivered up his soul. When they told the tyrant governor about his death, he ordered the men to beat the dead body to complete the 1,000 lashes. Thus was Ioannas martyred and received the crown of martyrdom that was prepared for him by the great King Jesus Christ. The history of the patriarch does not mention the day that he was martyred, but the historian L. Makrizi in his manuscript said, "The vizier Fahd ibn Ibrahim, one of the 10 men and companion of Ioanna, was killed on the 19th of Veramuda in the year of the martyrs, 719. The martyrdom of the blessed Ioanna ibn Naga was mentioned in the history of the patriarchs before the mentioning of the martyrdom of the vizier Fahd ibn Ibrahim. Ioanna, in the feast that he made for his friends and kinfolks, among whom were the other 9 chosen ones, did not mention the account of the martyrdom of the vizier Fahd and what he had said during the feast. Accordingly, the martyrdom of this saint was on the same day as the martyrdom of the vizier Fahd. This day also marks the commemoration of the martyrdom of the elder, the vizier Abu Ula Fahd ibn Ibrahim, who was distinguished in the last half of the 10th century and early 11th century. He was also the contemporary to Pope Philotheos, the 63rd patriarch, and also from the Fatimid caliph El Iman Ali Bey Allah and his son El Hakim. He was an Orthodox archon, adhered to his faith, faithful to his church, and charitable. During his life, he never turned down anyone who asked him for money. Whenever he went through the streets riding and someone asked him for money, he would extend the sleeve of his cloak, and the one asking would find much good in it, and this was to hide his virtue of giving. This vizier was one of the powerful and influential men of the government during the Fatimid rule. Al-Hakim appointed him head of all the scribes and department heads. He built the church of the martyr St. Macarius in the present monastery of Amba Ruiz, which was known then as Deir el-Khandaq. It is documented in the history of the patriarchs that when Al-Hakim wanted to make the notable Coptic scribes apostatize their faith, the vizier Fahd was one of the 10 that was chosen for that purpose. Al-Hakim brought him to him and said to him, "You know, I have chosen and appointed you head of all the men in my government. Then listen to me and be with me in my religion, so I will promote you more than what you are now, and you will be like a brother to me." When he did not answer him, he ordered the vizier's head to be cut off and that his body be burned. The fire remained burning for 3 days, and yet the body did not burn. and the right hand that he used to extend out to give alms stayed intact all the time of the fire that never touched it. It was also mentioned in the book of El-Kitat el-Tafiqiyah that the vizier Abu Allah Fad ibn Ibrahim was discussing the affairs of the government with the head of the army, El-Hussein ibn Garhar, and El-Hakim was luring him to apostatize his faith with many promises. When Fad refused, he ordered his head to be cut off and to burn his body, but God protected his body from burning. He was buried in the southern corner of the Church of St. Macarius, which he built in Deir el-Khandaq. Al-Makrizi wrote in his historical manuscript, Fad ibn Ibrahim was killed after he had remained as a chief minister of the government for 5 years, 9 months, and 12 days. God had took revenge severely from the wicked people that discredited Abu Allah Fad before the caliph and changed his heart against him. 29 days after the departure of Fad, the wicked man Ali ibn Omar ibn al-Adas was killed, and then his companion Taher Mahmud ibn al-Nahawi was also killed. The church also commemorates the rest of the 10 chief ministers that the government asked them to apostatize their faith. When they refused and disobeyed him, the caliph ordered that they be tortured. They were beaten with whips, and when the beating became cruel, 4 of them became Muslims. 1 of them died that very same night, and the other 3 returned to the Christian faith after the end of the time of persecution. The rest departed while they were being tortured and received the crown of martyrdom and acquired the eternal life. On this day also, Daud ibn Gabriel al-Barji, the monk, was martyred. He was from the village of Birket Karmut. He was tortured severely but did not forsake the faith, and he received the crown of martyrdom in the year of the martyrs, 1099. May their intercessions be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.